Stephen White is back in Omaha. The principal guest conductor of Opera Omaha has worked with the company for about 15 years now, conducting productions that have helped shape the city's opera scene. This time he's bringing something special to the Orpheum Theater. An American classic that tells a story as relevant today as it was nearly 70 years ago.
The thing about Omaha is, to me, it really has become an artistic home, and in some ways a personal home. I don't have a home. I'm still staying in a hotel when I'm here. This company has been so crucial for me the last 15 years or so of my career. I can't remember how many productions I've done here now, but the people here, the company itself, the members of the great Omaha Symphony, we've become friends and colleagues. We have a certain level of expectation of each other.
The production is Carla Floyd's Susanna, and it is part of a celebration. This year marks what would have been the composer's 100th birthday. Floyd, who died a few years ago, is often called the Dean of American Opera Composers. And Susanna, it's the opera that made him famous. White says it is one of the most performed American operas ever written.
Susanna, which he wrote when he was 27 and 28 years old. Mozart had yet to write The Marriage of Figaro when he was 28. After he was 28 came Marriage of Figaro, Don Giovanni, Così, The Magic Flute, La Clemenza di Tito, almost all the operas that we associate with Mozart, he wrote older, when he was older than Carlyle Floyd when he wrote Susanna.
The story is based on an ancient biblical tale about a woman whose innocence is violated by those in power. But Floyd said it in Appalachia, given in an American voice through music that sounds like folk songs or hymns. White says that's what makes it special. Floyd did not borrow actual folk tunes. He wrote original music that captures that spirit. The result is a score that feels authentic, sophisticated, and deeply moving. It is dramatic and sometimes violent, but White says it is also beautiful.
There are parts of the score that really explore polytonality that, as a matter of fact, you know, what I'll have completely different key signatures. You know, the winds and brass will be playing in one key and the strings will be playing in another. I mean, complete with different key signatures and everything. And it's unique. Like I say, just because Carlyle Floyd could write and did use this folk spirit to write much of this, it doesn't mean that it's not sophisticated. There are moments of the score which you could say, well, that, you know, Stravinsky wouldn't be ashamed of that, and Hindemith wouldn't be ashamed of that. In a sense, you know, we talk about verismo when we talk about Italian opera. That's very dramatic, you know, things like Tosca. This is almost American verismo.
The production features soprano Caitlin Lynch as the title role, a performance White says it will be long remembered. And it is not a marathon evening. The whole opera runs about an hour and 40 minutes with an intermission. White says audiences will find a beautiful projections and design.
There are tremendously memorable lines in this piece just from a lyric standpoint. You know, we sometimes associate people like Sondheim as much with the lyrics as we do with the music. There are aspects of Susanna where we associate the lyrics that Carlyle Floyd himself has written, and they're so poignant and go so beautifully with the music. It's powerful from beginning to end.
Opera Omaha will present Susanna at the Orpheum Theater on January 30 and February 1. More information is available at operaomaha.org. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.